let's get to the show here. None of that was on the podcast.
That's fine.
We're talking about bugs and pools, and backyards, and bullshit.
We need to talk about Twilight Zone. That's what the show's about. The
OG Twilight Zone. As you see down below.
Ear of the beholder.
Oh, let's do the original. We're doing a redux. Let's do this.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Dark Territory.
Bordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
All kinds. We get all kinds.
You're looking at Mr. Fred Renard, who carries on his...
Oh, I love this intro because it's one of those Rod Serling just diss tracks. Here we go.
Shoulder a chip the size of the national debt. This is a sour man. A friendless man, a lonely man, a grasping, compulsive, nervous man. This is a man who has lived 36 undistinguished, meaningless, pointless, failure-laden years.
Wow.
This man's younger than we are.
Yeah, he's a failure.
According to this.
Who at this moment looks for an escape. Any escape. Any way, anything, anybody to get out of the rut.
Oh, I guess that's the end of the intro. Hello, citizens. Welcome to Ear of the Beholder, LIW, the Twilight Zone Review, episode 462. TZ 59, 112, What You Need Redux, Phoenix West.
Doing it.
Hello, Dick.
Hi.
You were mentioning that you really like this one.
I did. I enjoyed this one thoroughly.
Is this your first time watching it?
I think so. I think this is the first time I've seen this one.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. I love the old man, and the acting is really good in this episode. And the old man goes to the young lady. No, you don't need that. You need this. It'll help you do something. Oh, thank you. And then the guy comes into the bar. And he's like, he's down on his luck. He's just like, huh, I got nothing. I got nothing left. I'm a lefty. But I got nothing left. He's a baseball player.
But I'm not all right. You get the joke?
Because I'm a left-handed ball player, duh.
You set me up for an old-timey joke. I had to take it.
Come on now. Who's on stage? Yeah. The Who.
Yeah, it's...
And then, like, it's a nice opening. It's like you set these characters up, and you got that asshole at the end of the bar watching all this happen, and he knows what's going on. Because the old man, you know, makes the point of, like, saying, well, actually, you need this, my friend. And he goes, what is this? It's a ticket to Cleveland. He goes, what is this for?
It's,
I don't understand.
To Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Whatever. Scranton, Cleveland, same shit.
Gives it to him.
Oh, no.
And the phone rings, and, oh, I got a job in Scranton. It's like, y'all. It's good. It's very sweet. It's a very nice episode.
And I like that it's everything's set up. Everything's paid off. And this is why I say, why the holy fuck, going back to last week or whenever we did it, why the holy fuck is Kick the Can so special to people when this is a much better episode and nobody ever talks about it?
I agree.
This isn't a fantastic episode, but it's way better than Kick the Can.
That's a good episode. Yeah, it's just dark, too. It gets dark. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a great episode.
There's murder.
This guy's such an asshole. He's just a prick.
Well,
like there's no redeemable qualities to him. Like he goes up to this poor old man. He goes, "What do you got for me, old man? Come on, what do I need? Give me some fucking matches."
He's 42 here in real life. This actor.
I don't know.
And it looks like a sad story because this episode's 1959. Look when he died.
I can't see it from here.
1965. He died at age 48. God. Let's find out this sad story. All right. Oh, no.
Heart attack. I'm going to use heart attack.
Nope. Acute infectious edema. All right. I saw the last paragraph here.
Edema. Isn't that a band?
All right. On June 15th, 1965, at the age of 48, he died on his yacht off the coast of Guatemala of an acute lung infection. His body, along with three alive but upset female Mexican assistants, blah, 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 remained terrified on board for 10 days until the boat drifted to shore and was found by authorities.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
His death was apparently a mystery, surrounded by various rumors about foul play and poisoning. Merle Oberon, a former paramour a couple years back, tried to use her influence to push for further police investigations, but failed. Good God.
Wow.
How have I never heard of this?
Those Mexican girls murdered him. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
With this puss of mine, Mama Cita, I could play a corpse, but be accused of overacting. That's what he said.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That Come on, old man. Give me something that's going to prevent me from getting poisoned on a boat in 10 years.
Yeah. He's going to hand her the hint and the liquid thing.
Yeah.
That he gave the young lady to remove the cum stain from her blouse or whatever the hell he gave her to.
Yeah, it cracks me up.
Stains out. Try this, you whore.
Yeah.
I know what you do at night, you whore.
Yeah, it's. I mean, honestly, how long can we really talk about this episode? Because it is so simple.
Right. It's like this guy's just an angry guy, and he sees this old man helping everybody else out but him, and he's jealous and he's bitter, and that's the whole reason why nothing works out for him, because he's just an asshole.
Oh.
Well, clearly, Rod shit all over him in the intro.
Big time.
This pathetic second.
This asshole's going to die in a boat. This pathetic second shit is going to take a bunch of Mexican interns out, and they're going to poison him on a boat.
God, how crazy would it be if that's what Rod said?
What a twist.
Like, what? Oh, my God.
I'm writing the futures of my Twilight Zone cast members.
He had some sort of weird smoke-filled crystal ball to read the future with.
Oh, shit. This isn't good. I better tell him about that embolism. Ah, fuck it. I'll die in 73.
I read the tea leaves, then I dried them, rolled them up, and smoked them. And this man dies at age 48 on a goddamn boat.
It's not looking not looking good for you.
Speaking of tea, don't drink it. Oh, he drank it. Oh, damn.
Ah, you're going to die. It's poison.
So Rod outlived this guy.
Well, good for Rod.
Yeah.
Shit. He actually outlived somebody.
Christ, man. I can't believe I've never heard that story before.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, I wish I would have played the Stacey Keach intro in our last episode, considering his dad was in it.
Well,
had I known, we could have played this.
You unlock this door with the key.
I'm not going to play the whole thing. Sorry, I thought it would be quicker.
Wow, that was a lot of pound of music.
Yeah, sorry.
It's almost like Jonathan Davis was doing that.
Oh, God. Down, 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 down. Twilight Zone.
I'm going to give you some Twilight Zone.
No.
I got some Twilight Zone in my head.
I can't decide. Like, 85, I got no music to go off because I refuse to play The Grateful Dead. And 2002 version, I have more than enough because we have the Backstreet Guitar.
Yeah.
The classic, I want to die and want to be high.
When I die, I want to be high. Never worry, just bury me. Along with my currency, when I die, I want to be high.
That song sucks, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine listening to that? And just, fuck, yeah, words. Man.
That sounds like it would have came out in 2002.
Yeah.
With pop music the way it is. It sucks.
It sounds like he's practicing. But instead, that's like him recording the track.
I love this track. I love it. Keep going, bro. Keep going.
Yeah,
I love
he's kind of like doing
it.
Like, yes, we're going to do this, but for real.
This is fire.
But this is kind of like a, this is what
fire.
I'm going for. I'll do it on the night, but.
I'm sure Lady Gaga does it all the time. I'm going to do this for Tony Bennett.
I can get rid of
all
this.
My little monsters. Hello. Ugh. This is Lady Gaga. I'm going to be in the Joker movie coming out soon.
It's a musical for some reason.
They say it is and it isn't, so who knows?
Yeah, I assume it's going to have a few musical numbers, but.
Speaking of which, your movie's out this weekend.
My movie?
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah.
Or Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know.
Good reviews.
Everyone wanted a Ghostbusters 3. We got that in a way. Nobody asked for Ghostbusters 4.
Well, guess what? You ain't getting a Ghostbusters 5.
No.
Probably not.
No, Sony's dumb enough where they'll keep these fucking things rolling. And then, yeah, but Bill Murray's going to be like, yeah, no, I'm good. And then the next one, Dan Aykroyd's going to go, no. And then Ernie Hudson will never say no.
Oh, I hate it. Dan Aykroyd, are you fucking kidding me? He'll say yes to anything.
No, he still gets his check no matter what. So he'll be like, no, I got to do this.
No, he's a whore. He'll do it. I will show up in this this feature if you allow me to sell my Crystal Skull vodka in the background.
He'll stop showing up just out of boredom, or they'll ask him. They won't ask him to the next one.
Or he'll die on a boat and crash with a bunch of Mexican interns.
But the point is, Ernie Hudson will be there every step of the way.
Ernie Hudson is a working actor. He'll take any job because he's a good man.
He's like 70-something. He doesn't look like that at all.
No, black don't crack.
Man, he looks good.
He does look good.
That means in The Crow, he was like 50.
Yeah, roughly. Shit.
Christ.
Oh, did you see that trailer?
No.
Did you watch the new Crow trailer?
No, it's one of my favorite movies, so I kind of refuse to watch the trailer.
Should we watch it right now?
No, Hollywood is dead. That's Hollywood is dead talk.
Okay, we'll do that Hollywood because it's I don't know. I don't care for it. But I guess people were saying it was more like the comic book, but I don't care because the movie is the movie to me.
I've read that comic book.
I don't think you can beat the Brandon Lee movie.
I have the comic book. I've read it. The movie that from 94 was fairly fucking close, so I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't know why we need another one. We don't need another one.
We don't, but I'm also even glad it's not Bradley Cooper. Because that was
even if Danny Houston is in it.
Danny Houston can mean anything.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be. I don't know how Jason Momoa was going to be the Crow. That made no sense. He's too big.
I never believed that rumor.
Well, he did it. He was going to do it, but the movie fell apart. Yeah. This movie's been in fucking limbo for like 20 years.
I remember before him, it was Bradley Cooper, and I'm like,
Momoa was up there for Once Upon a Time.
I forgot about Momoa, but I never believed that. But that's why I kind of, and that was real quick. That didn't last long. But Bradley Cooper was like 6-7 years of rumors.
Yeah, he's attached to it for a while.
God, stop it. He's going to produce it.
He's too old to be the Crow.
I mean, you wear enough clown makeup, you're not going to notice. He does have the nose of a crow. I literally call the man Birdly Cooper.
Well, you're right.
Because that fucking nose. So he's perfect for the Crow, if you ask me. I just didn't want to watch that movie.
No, thank you. Go do Maestro and shut up.
I like Birdly Cooper. It's just I don't want to see him
Bradley
as the Crow.
Yeah, I think he's
do
good.
Not want to see him as the Crow.
I think it's funny that Bradley Cooper is never going to win an Oscar. He tries so hard, he never wins. And they're going to give it to him one day for a shit movie because it's what the Oscars
DiCaprio.
Does. Yeah, they'll give it to him for some shitty movie. It'll just be a career award, and that'll be it.
They have to wait for him to be beaten down enough. Because he's clearly not, because he put so much work into both that musical he did. And then Maestro. They got to wait for him to be like, okay, fuck it. And they're like, I think he lost his lust for life. Hold on. Two more movies. Now we'll give it to him. It's like, thank you.
He is ready.
We got to throw him. He's been marinating in failure long enough.
Kill me.
We got to throw the white Oscar out every once in a while now.
I'm going to do Limitless 2. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to have to.
Yeah, it's sad.
The A-Team again, Plan B.
Make fun of him all you want. I did enjoy him in the A-Team, though.
I didn't care for that movie. I just did not like it.
I liked it. I wanted to hate it. Yeah. But like Joe Carnahan did it somehow to me.
Yeah, I have to watch it again because I was at the theater and I didn't like it in the theater, so I didn't watch it again.
I'd never see that in the theater. That would be terrible.
I saw it in the theater.
Now, if you're spending money on it, you should deserve to hate it, but I didn't spend a penny on it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I was like, why did Joe Carnahan do this? I love him. Oh, God. And I'm like, it's kind of like the Guy Ritchie King Arthur, where I'm like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Oh, won me over. It won me over by the end of it somehow.
There you go.
I'm like, I like that. How the hell did I like that? Like, it was stupid as shit. How did I? They're just so good at making their movies, and I like their style, so they just won me over. But
See, it shows you what you need is just a decent movie to enjoy.
Oh.
The old man gave it to you in these movies.
I don't know if this old man could pull a life out of the suitcase and hand it to us.
No.
What you need is a whole new life.
What you...
Oh,
I get it. And then you get hit by a car and you die, so you get a new life. That's what it was.
Because that's what happens to the guy, right? He gets hit by a car at the end of the episode.
Yeah. He hands him
He tries to kill the old man. The old man pulls a good old twist on him.
Lefty.
That's right. Oh. Don't forget, he gives him the scissors to cut the scarf that he has wrapped around his throat like an idiot.
Saved his life there.
That was hilarious.
Gave him the pen to bet on one horse.
That's right. Did he win, though, on that? I can't remember if he won or not.
He won.
Did he win? Is that what it was?
He goes, you won a large sum of money. I don't see what the problem is. Should tide you over, start a new... No, I want more.
That's the thing. He wanted more. Yeah. You can't do that way. You have to be happy with what you get. Contentment. Yeah. It's about contentment.
He turns into a fucking junkie where he's like, give me the fucking next thing I need, man. I'll suck your dick. Just fucking give it to me, man. Come on. What do you got? Man.
Give me a pen. Ah, pen. Ah, ink me. Ink me.
Ah.
Your cock is a pen. I'll use it.
I've done this to an octopus before. Ah, ink me.
God.
Eight at a time. I managed.
That is a specific squid fetish.
Yeah, it's I do like the fact that the old man says the plot of To Wong Fu's Emporium at the end of this episode.
Well, that's the thing. This makes more sense than that one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same idea. Yeah, it's the same kind of episode.
If you haven't noticed, tonight's theme is cursed items.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. So the last episode was not cursed items, but forgotten items in an emporium.
Right.
This one is items you need sold by this guy. The next one is an item that gets,
I see. There's a method to this.
There is a method now. Starting a few weeks ago, honestly, a few sessions ago, I started doing the groupings.
Ties together quite well.
So I was like, let's do themes, because fuck it, I got bored. This is 462 episodes. I need to keep it fresh.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what do you give this episode? I'd give it an 8.
I give it a 7.
A lot. A 7? I give it an 8. I liked it. I really think this is a good one. This is high. I watched this again. I'll rewatch this one a few more times.
Interesting.
I'll watch it with commentary. Well, the commentary won't be without actor because he's dead.
Yeah. Lefty, the actor that plays Lefty, Reed Morgan, died at age 91, 2022.
Good job. Wow, holy shit.
Yeah, he died. He was in Maverick, which is a movie that comes up a lot for some reason with us. He was in Back to the Future. He played a cop. And he was in a movie that a lot of people on this show were on, which is The Adventures of Buckeye Banzai Across Time.
Wow, holy shit.
Across the 8 dimensions, sorry.
That one.
But yeah, he was in a lot. Maverick was actually the last thing he was in, damn.
Wow.
So he didn't act for the last 30 years of his life almost. 94 to 2022.
He probably invested his money in like real estate or something. He was living off of that probably.
Started acting in... Damn! I gotta hit the button a lot. Started acting in 1970. Wow, not even that long.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
70 to 94, that's only 24 years, and he was in 146 things.
Wow.
The lady that gets the ink to get the jizz out of the guy's uniform, she died in 2014 at age 78. She was in Star Trek, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Battlestar Galactica. Last acted in 2013. Started in... Oh, man. Okay, she was in 58. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, she's in 2 episodes of the show, of Twilight Zone. She was also in season 2, 17, 22. She was the nurse. She was the nurse going up.
Oh!
That was her.
Oh, wow. So she's in 2 Twilight Zone episodes.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She wasn't violently stabbed or raped or suicided or died of drug overdose or was part of a botched hit job.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She wasn't sodomized by a runaway car. What? Oh, my God. Just the horrible deaths that happened on this. But the old man died and I thought this was going to be horrible when I saw his death year, 1973. But then I realized he was old, and he died at age 83.
There you go. That's pretty good.
He was, his last thing was Petticoat Junction in 66, so not too far after this.
Damn, Petticoat Junction. Probably had a heart attack, looking at all those bouncy boobies.
Is that what it was?
Train. Well, they were
What the hell that was called.
They were in skirts.
It was acting in 1913.
Wow.
Yes. He was 25 or 24 at the time. William Edmondson, the last guy I'll mention, he was the bartender. We've seen him before. He's also Jigs. I think he was in my favorite episode. I think he's like the cellmate in Shadow Play.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He died at age 76 in 1979.
Oh.
He was in... Yeah, Shadow Play. Remember that?
All right.
Remember he was across, and then he's the judge at the very end when it resets.
Right, yeah.
Last acted 77, which is 2 years before he died. First acted in, I don't know why, he died of a heart attack. I don't know why this is a new segment on our show when they started.
I love it. Started
in 27.
Yeah.
He wasn't in a lot. Only 18 things.
Well, he probably was doing stuff on the side.
I don't know. That's crazy.
He's probably a horrible, horrible rapist.
I look at it. It says he was in Twilight Zone 30 years later, Shirley Temple's storybook. He was married to Marion. He died in 1979.
Well, there you go. Life, simple life of a simple man.
Marion was that important. She made the obituary on IMDb.
There you go.
7 and 8. Pretty good.
Yeah, it works.
It has an 8.0 on IMDb with 4,300 reviews.
That's solid. That's a solid number.
Yeah, it's kind of lower upper tier for me.
Mm.
Like, if we're doing the three tiers of bad, decent, and then good, I put it in the lower of the good.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
I'm glad you liked it, though. This is a lot of season one stuff, where it's a simple story.
Yeah.
And then they start to do the redos and the retreads and the reattempts in seasons, future seasons. Let's move on to 2020's, 2019's Twilight Zone, though. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Yeah.
And we got an outro, 2348. So long, citizens. I'll end on this.
Street scene, night. Traffic accident. Victim named Fred Renard. Gentleman with a sour face to whom contentment came with difficulty. Fred Renard, who took all that was needed in the Twilight Zone.
Ah!